With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Educators worried about the impact of closed schools following Hurricane Helene. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with a report.
Tens of thousands of students in the Southeast haven't been back in their classrooms since the hurricane hit, and some districts have no idea when their school buildings will reopen. In hard-hit western North Carolina, some students will miss up to a month of school. Given the severe impact of the storm, virtual learning is not an option because internet and cell phone service has remained spotty since the storm struck in late September. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Florida counties hard hit by Hurricane Milton are slowly returning to a semblance of normalcy, with power restored to most areas, but not all. Governor Ron DeSantis says the state's free fuel program has been a big help.
We have now dispensed, just from the state, over 2.5 million gallons of gas free to the people of Florida. So we've done regular gas, we've done diesel. Some of that has been just backfilling stations who needed it, and they weren't maybe able to get it from the port. But a lot of it has been our fuel sites that we've set up.
But some streets still flooded and filled with debris. Those could take some time to recover. Also at SRNNews.com, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky partially revealing his five-point plan aimed at prompting Russia to end the war through negotiations. One key element would be a formal invitation to Ukraine to join NATO, a step that crucial Western backers have been reluctant to consider until after the war ends. Inflation in the UK fallen to its lowest level in more than 3 years now. The Bank of England expected to lower interest rates at its next policy meeting. The Dow ahead 230 points and the Nasdaq adding 14. This is SRN News. A battle of flags in Denver.
The city school system has ordered that every classroom display an LGBT pride flag. This prompted one father to try and get his child's school to display a straight pride flag in class, an effort that was rejected by officials. The father filed suit, and now a judge has tossed his case out, deciding that the Denver school system's requirement that every classroom display the rainbow flag is a form of government speech which is not governed by the free speech law. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has signed a law that will expand Muslim courts in the country. Christians expressing concern. One pastor in Cebu City tells International Christian Concern, "We respect the need for Islamic law for our Muslim brothers and sisters, but we also need to ensure that it does not create a legal divide or cause misunderstanding between communities of different faiths." This is SRN News. Emergency services says more than 100 people were killed, 50 others injured in northwestern Nigeria as they tried to scoop up fuel from an overturned petrol tanker, causing the vehicle to explode. Deadly tanker accidents are common in Nigeria, Africa's most populous country. An increasing shift toward electric vehicles globally, especially in China, is poised to disrupt the global oil market.
That's according to a new report by the International Energy Agency. In recent years, China has accounted for most of the growth in oil demand and planet heating emissions. However, electric vehicles now make up 40% of new sales of cars in China and 20% globally, putting major oil and gas producers, quote, in a bind.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Another check on Wall Street. The Dow up 235 points, the Nasdaq adding 18. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.